Lace up so you can face up and hit the lineup. Play me wrong and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival, cause this is survival of the fittest. So do your push-ups and get weighted or get off it without that. No question about that.
They're closing in.
Yo, I doubt that. Face to face, rhyme for rhyme, fist to fist. Sweet dreams when rings hit lips. So slow down, I won't go down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out, now that's another hold down. You should be knowing this. You can't flow with this, the best, the gain, the stress. The depth soloist I roll, the mic transforms like a decept. A's it effect, who could possibly effect? The chick with soul, the boss who has to master. To ducks who front, I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, riper, doper, stronger. Break beats are broken, rhymes last longer. I find and lose ya and left you lost. And you sweat to death like a horse. Now who's the boss?
Ice radio, you'll have the word count a lot, but baby, so what?
You shouldn't use that word. A lot of people find that very offensive.
On ice radio, you'll hear the mother of all lesbians bitch about the government, scream about the president. Talk about a prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. Wonderful prolapse. Could ease radio. That's where it's at. What a wonderful prolapse. Ease radio. That's where it's at. What a wonderful prolapse.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
All these niggas and all these hoes in here, somebody here gon' fuck. All these niggas and all these hoes in here, somebody here gon' fuck.
All right, sorry. That was a little bit of a mistake, I think. That didn't really go with Dr. Listwood.
All these niggas and all these hoes in here,
somebody's gonna fuck. All right, where's my theme songs? Hold on.
Smoking this, drinking that, getting it, hoes. Fucked it.
Right, okay. Let's see. My theme song. God, I care. I care. Oy. Hello. Hello, my name is Madge Weinstein, and I am a lesbian with food allergies.
Please just remember they're normal, and don't let them upset you.
Let me switch to the other microphones. Let's go here to the number one microphone. We call that. This is...
both. Okay, hello. That sounds strange. Heard me. But whatever. Oh, I guess I can't say that very loudly. Oh, it's because it's not in my mouth. That's... hello, lesbian food allergy, lesbian food allergy. I'm recording now. All these niggers and all these hoes, they think somebody's going to be getting fucked. All these niggers and all these hoes, they think somebody here gonna fuck. All these niggers and all these hoes, somebody gonna get fucked. And they're spreading them yeast. Yeast in them hoes. Hi, everyone. My name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a lesbian, and I've said this many times. I don't really have anything to say, as usual, so I won't say much. That's what's not usual. Trotsky had a bowel movement today. Trotsky is my dog, by the way, if you don't know that. He is a Bolshevik. And I've been watching the disc 3 of season 1 of Maud. I love Florida Evans, don't you? And
What else? Daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, Antoinette time. You know, it took me a really long time to find that because that was this rapper from the late 80s, and I couldn't fucking find her anyway. You know how some people just disappear, kind of like me? Daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, Antoinette. But I've got a very surprise along those lines towards the end of this program, which is probably going to be very soon. I have a reeking vagina, which means it do be stinking. I guess since I'm standing, am I standing? Daytime, let me hear that once more. I got to hear that because it kind of gets me a little bit inspired with my lips. Lips are my vaginal lips, by the way, if you're new. I know there's a lot of new people listening because there aren't.
Lace up so you can face up and hit the lineup. Play me wrong and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival because this is survival of the fittest. So do your push-ups and get weighted or get off it without that. No question about that.
They're closing in.
Yo, I doubt that. Face to face, rhyme for rhyme, fist to fist. Sweet dreams when rings hit lips. So slow down, I won't go down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out, now that's another hold down. You should be knowing this. You can't flow with this, the best, the gain, the stress. The depth solo is our role. The mic transforms like a decept. A's it effect, who could possibly effect? The chick with soul, the boss who has to master. To ducks who front, I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, riper, doper, stronger. Break beats are broken, rhymes last longer. I find and lose ya and left you lost. And you sweat to death like a horse. Now who's the boss?
A full blood. Bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Lesbian Westwood, Dr. Listwood. Okay. And see, Shogram. Why haven't I been doing so many? I don't know. I was talking with Auntie Vera Charles of Auntie Vera Speaks yesterday, and she was asking me about it, and I realized I hadn't really thought about it more than 10 sex cunts. And, you know, I said whatever, and she took that as a philosophical statement. And perhaps it is, perhaps it is, perhaps it is. But, anyway, I do have a vagina. I need to clear that up frequently, not because I am from the redundancy department of redundancy, but rather because, you're ugly, and you're listening to this, which means you're stupid. So, because why else would you listen to this unless you'd be stupid? Cheryl made a very funny phone call. Oh, God. She called some, pro-life abortion hotline, and she broke down. It's really funny. You know, and the thing is with Cheryl is this stuff is really, I have to say that this is high art, you know, really, because you don't know it. But unless you're smart or not stupid, but she's doing a very profound satire on society when she makes these phone calls, because you'll notice the phone calls are all related to gigantic issues that we have in our country. Obesity, abortion, and layups, right? So check out the latest Whore Hole. It's only 7 minutes long, and your vagina smells, but she's talking to this pro-life, and she starts crying. Cheryl crying is a very disturbing thing. Daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, Antoinette is. So Trotsky's healing nicely. He had his dew claws removed. You know, he's such a delicate dude. And, yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't want to talk. I mean, Trotsky's doing well and he's fine, but it reminds me, I know a couple people whose dogs are sick, and it's very sad, very sad. And, yeah. Why do humans live so long and animals live so short? You know, only the good die young, come out vagina, don't make me wait. These Catholic girls are much too late, get fucked. Anyway, gosh, what do I talk about? You know, like, I'm doing one show, two shows in a week, and I feel like, wow, I should have something to say. I got something to say, like Jerry Blank, but I don't. Maybe I'm brain hemorrhaged. So I went to the doctor. I think I told you that the other day. God, this is boring. Now I'm already repeating myself, and I've only done one show this year. And I don't know. Maybe my confidence is low. Maybe I just need to clean. Or maybe it's the fact that I've been enjoying the weather outside, playing with my lips. I ran 4 miles today, and you know, it's horrible. Oh, oops. Shit. I'm supposed to be taking stuff out, and I put a dirty dish in. I've got all my Seattle Sutton plastics. I've got about 100 of them piled on top of each other for the recycling, because, you know, you don't want to throw them out if you're guilty. Daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, Cheryl Mikowski. I want a rap. If somebody can please make me a rap, that would be great. Not like a focaccia. But, I mean, is there somebody that can really... I don't know. You know what I mean. Oh, that would involve work. Never mind. Daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, Antoinette. I'm a Tourette-ish lesbian with food allergies. My name is Matt, and I'm redundant. Life is short. And then you go back to the cyberborg. War is stupid because we're all basically part of the same thing. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know why I brought that up. You know, this wiretapping bill, it really gets me irritated. We had a very heated discussion on Ether's Hot Show about... Well, sorry, it wasn't really about that, but it was sort of started by that. It's coming to be a very heated and emotional show. I would like you to listen to it, but at the same time, mind, you know... Don't start hating on peoples, like, you know. Well, you can hate on Vera, just not me. No, I mean, don't be hating on the people in the program just because they're expressing their opinions, you know. Auntie Vera Charles of the Vera Speaks often has very unpopular opinions, but you see, she expresses them, and most people don't express those opinions. So you have to give her credit for being willing to think freely, you know? I mean, I can respect anybody who thinks for themselves, except for most people. God, why am I doing this? That's really the question. You know, I did the show because of this song. I did the show because of the song. The beauty pageant was swell. I talked about that on the Hot Show, I think. Or maybe on the other show. I don't fucking know. Show. Am I negative? Hopefully. A little joke. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Lips. I don't know. You know, I just feel like... Maybe, you know what it is I think I need to be in a relationship again. And I don't say that from a place of dumb, but, I met my new girlfriend in Ecuador, which is an impossible situation, purely impossible, which makes it attractive. You know, and especially at a time when I owe thousands of dollars to the government. Right now, at this moment, I owe about $6,000 to the feds, about $600 to the U.S. government, all stuff I've miscalculated, so I didn't expect this expense. And I've got $1,500 in other bills related to professional services and whatnot. Oh, make that $2,000, including the $600 vet bill for Trotsky to get his teeth cleaned and his dew claws removed. Now, I know we all have our troubles, right? And these troubles have nothing to do with America, as Cheryl pointed out, because really, it's not a healthcare bill. All these bills I would have if I lived anywhere else. Well, not if I lived in Ecuador, because they don't really have anything, sort of government, I don't think. I think you just work in a fish hatchery for like a year every day and plant fish. Vaginas. Mm. So anyway, it would appear that we have a sardonic show, whatever that means, and... there's no fucking Melton online, which sucks, because I was going to ask him about his roids,
mainly because Cheryl told me to. Nope, that's a cop-out. Nope, we're not going to cop-out for the Skype. That's a cop-out. That is a cop-out. Let's see. Who vagina do it belong to? Well, you know, eat it. I'll put the Skype on and see what happens. And I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to turn it on the speakers for a moment so that if there is a Skype, I can hear it ring. Even though it won't, it never does. So there's going to be a gay, I hate gay pride. Not because of this, I'm not proud, even though that's part of it, but I mean, it's really not. It's just, I hate people. I hate lots of people together. And I hate being in a kitchen wearing panties with a bunch of drag queens. Seriously, I do. Right. Anyway, La Mujer con Scrotum, where were we? Don't make no sense neither. I am so sick of my fucking... I hate neighbors, too. And the thing is, like, okay, I am the type of person that I try to be sensitive. I know it doesn't always show on this potent, but I try to be sensitive, and what I mean is empathetic. So when I see somebody in a situation, I try and figure out what the appropriate thing to do is that would not make them upset as much as possible. Now, if they're fat and ugly, I can't help but make a face. That's, you know, nobody's perfect. Except for Cheryl Mikowski. She's perfect. Perfectly ugly. And perfectly normal. Not really.
Obliged.
So anyway. Neighbors. So Trotsky has this Elizabethan collar on. He did. I take it off now when I'm watching him, because it's ridiculous, and he hasn't been bothering his bandages. But so, daytime, nighttime, anytime's the right time. Oh God, I'm Tourette-ish, Antoinette's. But bump. Hi, cutie. But so, you know, I go outside with this Elizabethan column, and it's collar on Trotsky, and it's like, now if I saw somebody with a dog and an Elizabethan collar, which I do occasionally, I may smile, I may say hello. You know, if I'm Andy Vera, I may ask them if they're a waiter and smile at them. And, you know, but I would never say, what's wrong with your dog? I think that's rude. I think that's really rude. And, you know, it's like, would you go up to a handicapped person and, you know, with you know, a straw sticking out of their mouth to suck out the drool and say, what's wrong with you? And so why do you do that for a dog, you know? I mean, it's, I mean, even if it's not out of respect for the dog, it should be out of respect for the owner. But so I leave the house, and it's as if there's a line up. It's almost as if there's like a reception line for me and Trotsky, because there's so many fucking dog owners with their fucking nosy ass, senile old fucking grouchy old... Well, me, basically. And what's wrong with your dog? What happened? You know, the first couple times I said he had surgery, okay. But then I started getting a little punchy and I started answering, well, you know, he's starring in a new Broadway play about Queen Elizabeth and he's practicing for the role. And then, you know, they usually just... The nice thing about Chicago is nobody gets anything. Like, when you say his name is Trotsky, they just think it's a cute name. They don't understand what it means. In New York, I think more people would get it. But I don't know, maybe I'm just a snob because I'm famous. Okay, I'm putting my silverware away. Boy, I wish I had a duty to make or a toilet to flush. But I don't. I sure don't. You know why? Because daytime, nighttime, anytime is the right time. Who's the boss, of course? By the time I'm done with this program, I would expect Auntie Vera to have completed bouncing her part of the show. Now, what's weird is that... oh, who cares? Technical crap. Anyway, Andy Vera's been producing all the shows, and I've been uploading it. It's worked well. Wanda does nothing, which is what she does best. And, Did I mention I have a vagina? So anyway, so then this other guy comes, walks by, he's got one of these setters on a chick leash, and I'm sorry to be sexist, okay? The election's over, the primary, so I can go back to being sexist and misogynist. You know, I was very careful not to be during the election. Go Hillary. Oops, you lost. Anyway, I was sitting next to this person. I'm sorry, I know I'm tangenting, but this is better. You don't care about the Irish setter, stupid fuck with the chick leash. A chick leash is a retractable leash. You know, nobody in their right mind uses those. I'm sorry, but those are stupid and they're irresponsible. Especially, okay, with a little dog, I can kind of see it. But it's dangerous. And for a big dog, it's very dangerous, especially to other dogs. So, anyway, that a chick leash. Anyway, so... I used to use one until the guy at the Wigleyville, the steward for the Joys, told me about how stupid it was, and I haven't used it since then. But what was my Trump story? I forgot. Oh, yeah, so I was sitting in this room where we talk about our weight. Well, let's just leave it at that. And there is this weird, 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 weird person who was there. And he's just always, he's just madly in love with Bill Clinton. It's weird. I mean, seriously, both Clintons, but especially Bill. But to a point that it's weird. And every time I see him, he talks about Bill Clinton, or he shows me a picture of Bill Clinton or Hillary. So anyway, so I see him at this place where we talk about our weights. And diddle ourselves. Powerless over people, places, and prolapse. Anyway, layups. Layups. I'm a product of my environment, layups. So anyway, so he says, hey, look, I got another picture. I sit down next to him, and he goes, hey, look, I got another picture of me and Bill. I'm like, a different one? He goes, yeah, let me show you. I'm like, okay, that'll be great. And so he takes out a picture of him and Bill Clinton with his big bulbous nose, you know. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So, you know, this guy has an accent. I said, so are you from Arkansas or what? I think Bill's from Arkansas, whatever. He said, no, I just really like them, you know, to the point where they have a restraining order on me because I keep, you know, following them. I don't know if he was serious or not. But anyway, I guess not if he had a picture with him. But whatever, that's weird. Yeah, so this guy's really creeping me out. And he's talking about, you know, oh, Bill this, Bill that, the other. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just got this one in the mail. They sent it to me. I'm like, well, that's really great. You know, and I'm very polite. I don't say that I didn't vote for Hillary. I just said, that's very nice, you know. Nice picture, it's good. And I also said, you know, you're just like my sister. I have a sister who's a Bill Clinton fanatic, too. Never mind which, but, you know, and she just loves to watch him speak, and she just gets... a little bit moist. I'm guessing. I don't know this. I didn't ever asked. And but he says, so he's talking about on and on. He's like, I still just can't get over Hillary losing the election. I'm like, well, it might be time. I said, so do you know about La Pequeña, Hillary Clinton? He said, what? I said, La Pequeña, Hillary Clinton. He said, Pequeña? I said, Pequeña, it's Spanish, like Pequeña. It means little bitty. He said, no, what's that? I said, well, go to the YouTube and Google La Pequeña Patty Hearst. I mean, Patty. Stop it, brain. Hurt some more, hurt some more, hurt some more. Go back home. Anyway, La Pequeña. I fly like paper, get high like... Oh, I have someone who wants to be in my program who's very funny. I gotta get this down. Gotta get that mental note in person. By the way, there's a get-together on Friday. Don't come. No, seriously, there's a get-together. If you go to qpotter.com, you can find the details. Justin Feed is arranging a small get-together, but you're all welcome. Anybody's welcome to come. Anybody. Except for Bill Clinton. So, and he's like, I'm like, no, search the YouTube for La Pequeña and Hillary Clinton. It's hilarious. And he goes,
well, what is it? And I said, it's this cute little midget. And she wraps herself in a flag and she says, pretends to be Hillary, and she says, fuck you, America, and fuck you, Magic Johnson, and fuck you, Oprah. America is my hate, or whatever. I know, like America. And he, you know, he started to like look red on his face and look mad, and he's like, I'm really tired of people making fun of her. And I'm like, it's not making fun of her, it's La Pequeña. She's just a bitty version of everyone. And like, you can't expect Hillary Clinton not to be made fun of. She's not sacrosanct, whatever that means. Ask Wanda Wisdom, she knows. Wordy Wanda. I fly like paper, get high like planes, eat my ass out sideways twice. So, I was talking last week, or the other week, about how my gym bought Cher's gym. Well, not only did they buy it, but they shut it down. So now my gym has all these extra members, including this old grandma yoga lady that I hate, who I hate. Oh, she's so annoying. This woman, she's like 75, and she can do poses better than anyone. And she's just talking about yoga, how important my yoga is. I want to spill my glass of water on, or my isolites on her, whatever those things are called with the yellow, the beta carotenes, like that fucking does anything. Anyway, La Pequeña, dog, I don't know. I think that's enough. Now, I have my special surprise for the end of the program. Before I tell you to get fucked, I would like you to listen to this get fucked.
Daytime, nighttime, anytime, the right time. Who's the boss? Of course, internet's rhyme.
Your mission is to destroy all competition. Good luck.
Now here we go, hug the stereo. It might fumble, jump around, bum rush the sound, beat it down, run it in the ground. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Oh well, they fell. Their records couldn't sell, even if you gave them away free. Aw, honey, you're just the wannabe rap star. And now you're trying to front on me, but kids who play will suffer when the beat is on. And the going gets tougher when the heat is on. I go off and I be keeping it kept on. Make like a rap breakout, I'll get stepped on. Stepchild, you're just the son in this. Internet, it's like running this year. Dance, go ahead, do that instead. Pick up your head, cause I threw that. Internet, wearing no shorts, giving a loss for telling you who's the boss. Internet.
Your allies, they're clever. So use all actions necessary. And remember, you are our future.
Give you a break because you escape or get hit with. You nitwit, you better get with. Internet on set cause I'm fed up. I'm going head up. Now get up, ducks poop, get stuck in. Grab your cup and I'ma fill it to the rim. Take a sip, don't bite your lip, don't take bites out. Or it's gonna be MC's lights out. So duck out because you struck out. And that strike three, the young, the old, the bold, they all like be looking because I'm hooking, but I ain't a hooker. So save that for TJ that he's saying. She say ain't no threat, I'm knocking out games with no threat. So who's the boss? It ain't a weak chick. So let me launch a rhyme and let the beat kick. The lineup, play me wrong, and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival. Cause this is survival of the fittest. So do your push ups and get weighted. I'll get off it without that. No question about that.
Closing in.
Yo, I doubt that. Face to face, rhyme for rhyme. Fist to fist, sweet dreams when rings hit lips. So slow down, I won't go down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out now, that's another hold down. You should be knowing this. You can't flow with this, the best, the game is strapped. The depth solo is our role. The mic transforms like a D-step. A's in effect, who could possibly effect? The chick with soul, the boss who has to master. To duck to front, I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, riper, doper, stronger. Break beats are broken, rhymes last longer. I find and lose ya, and left you lost. And you sweat to death like a horse. Now who's the four, internet.
Mission complete.
Who's the four?
The gangsters.
Internet.
please wear a diaphragm all the time.